With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. military has struck targets on Karg Island, that's Iran's key oil export facility.
The strikes against the important oil hub came hours ahead of President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a morning social media post, he said that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, if Iran did not make a deal by 8 p.m. Washington time this evening.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. Iran's president, meanwhile, calling on Iranians to link arms in human chains, hoping to use human shields surrounding power plants to prevent those attacks. It's a response to the president's threat to bomb Iranian infrastructure, including power plants and bridges. Tehran has been pounded with more airstrikes. With deadly effect, Iran fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge. The Artemis II astronauts have traveled deeper into space than any humans have before. They've gone around the far side of the moon. Artemis Commander Reid Wiseman says the view from up there is spectacular.
The moon is about 3 to 4 times the size of the Earth, and it is almost full, and the Earth is just a small crescent out there. It's magnificent. I got a picture of it with the wide lens. Such a majestic view out here.
The astronauts are now homeward bound, due on Friday. Vice President Vance on the campaign trail today, but not for Republicans.
The election to elect the next prime minister of Hungary.
He's in Budapest, where Prime Minister Orban thanks the U.S. for their help.
We owe gratitude to President Trump and Vice President Vance for standing by Hungary during the past years. The United States of America is the strongest country in the world, and I am happy to say that they are our allies today. The peace and the security of Hungary, therefore, is guaranteed.
This is SRN News. Views on morality have a lot to do with a person's age, according to this report from Michael Harrington.
A new study from the Pew Research Center finds that young Americans and old Americans see right and wrong very differently. For instance, on the question of viewing pornography, less than half of young people think that's morally wrong, while over two-thirds of seniors do. When it comes to homosexuality, 30% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that lifestyle is immoral, versus 46% of people who are 65 and up. Michael Harrington reporting.
Hezbollah's fight with Israel is displacing Christians in Lebanon. Thousands of them now find themselves far from their ancestral churches, where Christians have maintained a strong presence through centuries of Byzantine, Arab, and Ottoman conquest, as well as plenty of 20th century crises as well. Believers are estimated to make up about a third of Lebanon's population of 5.5 million people. This is SRN News. A big change coming your way if you're used to using Samsung's texting app.
Samsung Messages will be discontinued in July. Impacted owners of Samsung smartphones and other gadgets being asked to switch to Google Messages as their default in the meantime. The company says this will help maintain a consistent messaging experience on Android. All Samsung Galaxy phones run on Google's Android operating system. Users of older Android operating systems dating back to Android 11 and older will not be impacted. Rich Thomason reporting.
J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns a resilient U.S. economy could face renewed inflation pressures if the Iran war should disrupt global energy markets much longer. Dimon says turmoil in oil and commodity markets could impact just about everything from gasoline prices to manufacturing costs. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.